Well, hello, Elaine. It's so nice to have you take some time with me today.
Well, thank you, Deb. It's a delight to talk to you.
My pleasure. Why don't you tell us about your company and who you are and your latest book?
Okay. Well, my name is Elaine Clark, and I wrote There's Money Where Your Mouth Is. So it was, I believe, the second voiceover book on the market, and it's a true how-to book on how to become a better voiceover actor and also just a better actor in general. And I have a company called Voice One. I've had it for over 20 years, and we're located in San Francisco. I'm also a working actor as well.
Now, I've had the pleasure to come, and you gave me a studio tour. And I got to tell you, honestly, I've been to a lot of places now and done a little bit of touring, and it was just the best setup ever. I just love what you have going on there.
Thank you. I put everything I love into it. I have a classroom that's wonderful for teaching people, a recording studio with the most amazing microphone I just bought, a Jay-Z microphone, Black Hole.
It's hot and mic, too.
Yeah, isn't it? It's awesome.
I just love the looks of it.
Yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful mic. And we have a little theater with 30 seats there so that we can do improv and acting classes. So we do the full gamut in addition to you know, just basic offices.
Right. And so then you cover
lovely.
Both the theater, film, or sorry, I shouldn't say both, obviously,
yeah.
All, you know, a big gamut of the entertainment industry for actors, which is fantastic.
You know, I was a theater major in college, and what I put in my school is everything that I didn't learn in college as a theater major. So, like how to make money besides on stage. So I have everything, you know, voiceover, commercial, narration, character, audiobooks. We have improv every Sunday night. We have acting and scene study classes, on-camera classes, ear prompter, teleprompter, the whole thing so people can do corporate industrials, trade shows, everything.
What's really nice, too, is you gave me your pamphlet, and it was just so thorough. And, I mean, you've got the whole year planned ahead, which is just fantastic. I mean, it's just so well organized, and you just have just a big pat on your back. I just think it's an excellent
company. Thank you. I used to do them every 3 months, and every time I'd hand out the 3 month schedule, and they say, "Where's the next one?" I just wanted to to injure someone.
Yeah, it's like,
and
do you
so
have
I thought
any
if I do
idea?
It by a year, then they only just bug me in November.
Well, and when I was reading it over, I just thought to myself, "Oh my gosh, for me to plan that much ahead for that whole year and have that organized before January 1st, have it in a publication." Wow, just kudos to you, Elaine. Seriously, it's just a great setup you have. And the book is great.
So.
I really read through the whole book. It was fantastic. And this is the second edition, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. And so the book is titled There's Money Where Your Mouth Is.
Right.
And when did you write the original book?
Well, the original, I guess, was about 15 years ago.
Wow.
And it was a yellow cover.
Fantastic. So it's got a lot of great information, and I love all the scripts you have in here. It's fantastic exercises.
Thank you.
What I like as well is how you describe what would be ideal for the reads on them, giving them some options and stuff. So I think that was a really good choice as well.
Well, good, because it's really about the words are just 25% of an actor's job. 75% of it is putting your personality into it and interpretation so that people are motivated to take action. That's our job, for them to get out of their chair, go online, go to a store, pick up the phone, do something in order to take action.
Exactly. And so that's pretty much what we're going to do with me, because
I
love educating. So I'm an education addict, and I remember I used to hate workshops and think I was too good. I didn't need education. What the heck? I was a broadcaster. What do I need to be trained for? And now that I've really understood training and now implement it myself, I love learning and continually growing, so I'm really appreciative for you to take some time with me to teach me and give me some assessments, and I'm hoping that other students will benefit by listening to this and also know that even us coaches need training, and it's always good to stay up to date and current with what's going on in the market.
Absolutely, because we all learn from one another. That's why I'm really fortunate that in my school I have so many different instructors that come and teach for me, that we're all learning from one another constantly. Absolutely. And what I have is my basic core curriculum for commercials is based on four concepts. Technique, which is very heavy in the book, There's Money Where Your Mouth Is. It's subtext, which I use in the Making It Mine section, using motivation, intention, needs, and emotion. And styles, we have the various styles of commercials and industrials and everything else that's out there, and spontaneity, so that you trust yourself enough to add additional things to it, and it sounds like you're just talking rather than reading. So it's about lifting the words off the page. That's all of our jobs.
Absolutely. Well, I'm hoping we can work on, I've got Jiffy Light dinners in front of me here,
okay.
So maybe we'll start with that one. I feel like I'm in touch with my acting skills, and I think I do know how to make things without sounding like I'm reading. You know, I'm at that point, thank goodness. business, or I shouldn't be teaching. But I'm also hearing some comments lately that, now I don't know if it's just fussy direction or if it's maybe something I'm doing now I'm not aware of, but they're saying that even though it sounds conversational, there's still some effect in the voice. Now, that could have been just for that particular spot or, you know, their direction, which was a little absurd to me at the time, but I just thought we'd address maybe that and see if you hear anything like that in me or any kind of direction, of course, you can give me after I've done my read-through.
Well, there's one thing just to be aware of, and I haven't heard you read this yet, but a lot of times when people get really good at their craft, it can become slick.
Yeah.
Because you know what you need to do, and now we still have to put some of those rough edges on there that sometimes a newbie who's starting in the business has.
Right.
And that we have to go back and sort of and find that freshness, that new look, that new approach.
Okay.
So let's just see what you have going on. So I'll just listen to you for a while, and I'll make some comments.
Okay, sounds great. I knew when I had three kids I was going to be busy, but not this busy. With Ronnie on the baseball team and Susan taking ballet class and Aaron's in the school band, there's never a dull moment. Between working and running Mom's shuttle service, I'm often left with little or no time to cook. Thank goodness for Jiffy Light dinners. I just pop them in the microwave and in less than 10 minutes it's dinner time. Jiffy Light dinners, they're the easiest part of my day.
Good. I think, you know, initially I would say, you know, it's a fabulous read. It's really nice. What, I mean, you're in touch with the kids. Had a feeling that you knew who they were rather than you just sort of are saying people's names. Where it starts getting a little bit advertise-y mm-hmm. is when we start bringing in the product.
Okay.
Because people don't talk this way. You know,
right.
Thank goodness I have Jiffy Light dinners.
Yeah, of course.
So that's where I would... we just need a little bit more story there.
Okay.
Like, what happened when you said I have often have little time to cook? Can you give me in using substitution, what exactly happened at that point in your story?
For me at the time, I was actually just going to grab the Kraft dinner because I've just run out of time to cook the actual authentic meals, and so or Jiffy Light in this case. My bad. For me in my head, I was just grabbing the Kraft in the box. So for me, I was grabbing the box, but then it's like, and I look at it, and it's just like, oh, thank goodness for Jiffy Light because I just couldn't do it without this.
Yeah, and what I would do is don't even put the box in it in your mind.
Okay.
Because that's what because it's already written into the script.
Right.
Instead, what I want to have a feeling is that this is the only 10 minutes of your day where you get to do nothing.
Okay. This is the relaxing point.
Yeah, that you get to, for 10 minutes, just nuke some food and sit back and put your feet up. So it's like, I often left a little time to cook. Oh, thank goodness. Now you can put your feet up and relax.
Okay,
the
sure.
Jiffy Light dinners.
Okay.
You just pop them in. And so now if you're talking to somebody, because everything is a conversation,
mm-hmm.
So I might be your neighbor who comes over and says, Deb, how come your feet are up and you have three kids? How do you do this?
Right.
And then this is your answer to it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and read.
I totally
there.
Got you there. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you want me to do it from the top or take it from...
Yeah, from the top again.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Just, I said, wow, how come your feet are up and you got three kids to feed?
I knew when I had three kids I was going to be busy, but not this busy. I mean, with Ronnie on the baseball team and Susie's taking ballet class and Aaron in the school band, there's never a dull moment. Between cooking and running Mom's shuttle service, I'm often left with little or no time to cook. Thank goodness for Jiffy Light dinners. You know, they just pop them in the microwave, and in less than 10 minutes, it's dinner time. Jiffy Light dinners, they're the easiest part of my day.
Good, good. So, that was also a very nice read. So what we're talking about now is just like little tiny percentages of a read rather than you need to improve 90%.
Right.
We're talking about
fine-tuning.
3-5%.
Okay.
So it's very, very small. We have, what I want to hear is like even starting a little sooner between working and running Mom's shuttle service.
Okay.
So I want to be able to have a feeling of like the guy with the kid with the tuba you had to drive home. You know, just like, oh, and then how it broke on the way out of the car. When you say I'm left with little time to cook, because now you got to go to the repair shop.
Okay, gotcha.
Maybe even laugh and thank goodness there's Jiffy Light dinners.
Yeah.
Rather than oh, thank goodness, because I don't hear it rescuing you.
Okay.
So the other part of the day is exhausting. This is the part that's not exhausting.
Okay, here's the relief. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So why don't you try to get to the top?
Okay, I got you there. Sure. You know, I knew when I had three kids I was going to be busy, but not this busy. I mean, with Ronnie on the baseball team and Susan taking ballet class and Aaron in the school band, there's never a dull moment. Between working and running Mom's shuttle service, it's often left with little or no time to cook. Ah, thank goodness for Jiffy Light dinners. Yeah, I just pop them in the microwave, and in less than 10 minutes, it's dinner time. Jiffy Light dinners. They're the easiest part of my day.
That was nice. Really nice.
Great.
Really nice. Because then it's giving me advice rather than I'm just sitting there feeling sorry for you because you have a busy lifestyle.
I totally got you there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so show the little stress of where the relief comes in.
Right. So I like to, it's part of, you know, we all know about the arc of a character. So mm-hmm. It goes from the arc of, oh, I just can't handle this anymore, and those silly children of mine, to, well, now I have a little bit of time to myself.
And here's
and now
relief.
I'm happy.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm happy. Yeah, so I think it's very typical. The more you add product in it and a spot, you know, product references and, you know, key points that we have to make, the more advertising we can sound, and that's the biggest challenge that we have.
Yeah, of course.
So I'd like to call it putting in more history.
Yeah, absolutely, the backstory, the intention. Okay, well, why don't we end with maybe Talking Teddy.
Okay, perfect.
Hello, boys and girls. I'm new Talking Teddy. Spazzer Corporation made me just for you. How about that? Listen to this. I laugh. I cry. Oh, I wear a diaper. Oh, but most of all, I hug people. I love you. I wish you'd take me home with you. Talking Teddy, and you can be great friends.
Great. So very nice. Very cute. You know, one of the issues with trying to do character stuff, especially a younger child, is thinking like an adult but doing the voice of a younger child.
Right.
So there are a couple, like, syllables, just like three syllables throughout the whole thing that gave away that you were an adult.
Ah.
And you had a laugh that you kind of commented on yourself that I don't think the kid would do.
Okay.
So, maybe like the diaper, uh-oh, and you kind of laughed. Well,
right.
The kid doesn't know.
Yeah, that's
that
a good
was
point.
Bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and you can also, kid stuff, you might even make L's, W's, like, I love you.
I love you, okay.
Yeah, sure. But don't try to make it too much because they just can't form their mouth that way.
Gotcha.
When, facially, what are you doing with your face when you make the character?
I've got a little bit of an overbite.
Oh, okay.
Hang on. Oh, hey! It's a lot of bottom jaw work, and my top lip kind of stays a little pouty.
Okay, and what are your eyes doing?
They're real big.
Oh, good. Excellent. So, now I want you also to sort of look up, because one of the things about being a child is that everyone's taller than you.
That's a really good point.
So go ahead and look up and just go, oh, hello, boys and girls.
Hello, boys and girls.
Good. And keep going. And then just also they are so proud of themselves.
Right.
You know, like, I'm no Talking Teddy.
Okay.
Wow, I can't believe I did that. So
this is great.
It just and when you do the diaper, you might be sitting right now, but either pinch your cheeks, the bottom ones, or grab a hold of your backside.
So yeah, like, usually I lift up my bum and hold like it's poopy in there.
Okay, exactly.
Okay.
Oh, hello, boys and girls. Oh, I'm Talking Teddy. Oh, Spazzer Corporation made me just for you. How about that? Listen to this. I laugh. I cry. Ooh. I wear a diaper. Oh, but most of all, I hug people. I love you. I wish you'd take me home with you. Talking Teddy and you can be great friends.
You would make it great.
Okay.
Talking Teddy.
Talking Teddy and you can be great friends.
Great friends?
Can be great friends.
Yeah. So they also have a little more ups and downs in their voices.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So that will give it more clarity, because
okay.
that's the trouble when we now where you have this whole you have all those impediments that you
yeah I know
created,
and then it's like I got to make them clear yeah
yeah which are fabulous. I mean that's because you have a nice voice for that. Now we have a couple things that we can add to it. Where are the kids in relationship to you? So you create a 3D effect.
Right.
Are they close or are they far away?
Yeah, they're close.
Are they just sitting far away?
Yeah,
they're sitting. Hello, boys and girls.
Yeah.
Like they're far away, or hello,
yeah,
boys and girls.
Out. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Or maybe just to show us variety, you could have the boys far away and the girls close.
That's a great idea. I think I'll do that one.
Yeah. And I also the thing is at an audition, it's different from at a job. So at an audition,
yeah.
you got to throw in the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
At the job, they may take out a faucet or something.
It's very well put, because that's so true, because the audition, you got to give them such a journey, but yet in the actual job, they may not want that much of a journey in that short of a dialogue piece.
Yeah, they just want to see that you're directable and that
yeah.
you have good ideas, and you got to beat out everybody else.
Right.
So the other things I like to hit are new, free, and improved.
Okay.
I'm new, talking chatty. I don't know what happened to the old one.
I'm new. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so push that out.
Okay.
And then when you have stuff like... when you say listen to this, kids are, you know, do a 180s all the time.
Yeah.
So when you have, how about that? And then, listen to this.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
Do something that you just are surprised.
Yeah.
And you could be great friends. Hello, boys and girls. I'm new talking. Oh, hang on. Oh, hello, boys and girls. I'm new talking Teddy. Spather Corporation made me just for you. How about that? Listen to this. I laugh. I cry. I wear a diaper. But most of all, I hug people. I love you. I wish you'd take me home with you. Talking Teddy and you can be great friends.
Great, great, very nice. Now, this is once again a technical advice.
Yep.
If we're at the job, so everything is lovely. Since we have that one specific place where it says I laugh and it says giggle,
yeah.
I would save the laugh for two places. One after it says I laugh and then you giggle, and the other one can be great friends at the very end. Laugh again.
Okay.
If you're going to throw in another one, do it after Hello, Boys and Girls.
Okay.
But don't do it after, between Talking Teddy and Spazzer Corporation, because that'll detract a little bit from the name of what we need to buy.
Gotcha. I'm leading it in, and and I'm also leading it in too much, right? It becomes almost a permanent quirk to the character if you're laughing at everything.
Yeah. No, we want to really just sprinkle it in exactly where we want it.
Okay.
Because it still has to be a clean read. And some of the laughs I felt were comments from an adult.
Okay.
Because you pleased yourself.
Gotcha.
You know, so rather than the kid really laughing that way.
Okay.
Okay.
I got you there. Okay.
Oh, hello, boys and girls. Oh, I'm new talking Teddy. Hang on, Google again.
Okay.
hello, boys and girls. I'm new talking Teddy. And Spather Corporation made me just for you. How about that? Listen to this. I laugh. I cry. I wear a diaper. But most of all, I hug people. I love you. I wish you'd take me home with you. Talking Teddy and you can be great friends.
Great. Very nice. Very nice.
I think
I don't even
know where the last went in there, but I think I avoided
some
of
them. Yeah, but it's just starting to get cleaner.
Yeah, gotcha.
Cleaner. So, one of the things I like to do with kids' stuff is really push the you. Maybe just for you.
Right.
How about that?
That
how
makes
about
sense.
That? Yeah, because how about that? Isn't that important?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, listen to this. You know, then you have the other parts.
Stand, which really sucks
because
I'm holding this stupid
book.
Yeah, I know,
you're holding a book, probably.
I can still make this work. I'm a brog and I'm a little...
Yeah, but so here it is. I'm throwing out a whole bunch of direction, and I'm sure you're going to take it all. So that's also awesome.
Okay.
No pressure now.
Put that... No, yeah, I was going to say, okay, that's too much pressure now. Okay.
Yeah. Hello, boys and girls. I'm new talking Teddy. Spazzer Corporation I'm going to try again.
Okay.
Hang on. Oh, hello, boys and girls. I'm new talking Teddy. Spencer Corporation made me just for you. How about that? Listen to this. I laugh. I cry. I wear a diaper. Oh, but most of all, I hug people. I love you. I wish you'd take me home with you. Talking Teddy and you can be great friends.
Great. Great. I just want you to do one line again.
Okay.
The line, I wish you'd take me home with you.
Yeah.
That's the action line. So
okay.
That's what people are going to buy it, take it off the shelf. I wish you'd take me home
it's
with you.
Okay.
Like, really, help me
That's
out,
where you can do in the heartstrings a little bit there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Totally.
So just do those last two lines.
I wish you'd take me home with you. Talking Teddy and you can be great friends.
Good. Go for wins.
Can be great friends.
Go for wins.
Can be great friends.
Good. That's nice because it's a slightly different rhythm to it.
Of course.
And that's what makes kids say stuff. Sometimes they just can't form the words in their mouth.
Yeah.
And it goes through all sorts of the incantations.
Right.
To get it out. When it starts sounding odd in our ears, when we're doing character stuff, that's usually when it's working.
And isn't that the truth? When you're uncomfortable, you're learning the most, hey?
Yeah.
So true. Well, that was awesome. Thanks, Elaine. That was great.
Well, thank you. It was fun.
That was a great session for me. I appreciated that very much.
Oh, good. Now you have to tell me how many jobs you book.
Okay, we'll do that for sure. Now, what I'd like to do is just wrap up with letting everybody know, first of all, you're going to be available to us when we stop in San Francisco on our cruise, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm so excited about that. So we're going to set up something with you then on the day at San Francisco, and we'll send out more details on that as we go. But this is a great opportunity for everybody to see how gifted you really are, and to hear what you transport for me. That was great. Thank you. I can't wait to listen back to it. Now, again, the book is?
There's Money Where Your Mouth Is.
And they can order it where?
They can order it through Amazon.com.
Excellent. Good. And so your company is Voice One. So voiceone.com.
Actually, we're at voiceoneonline.com. VoiceOneOnline.com. A little bit long, but they can get it.
That's okay. That's perfect. Worth checking out, so I hope everybody does. Thank you so much, Elaine. This was fantastic.
Thank you.
I really appreciated that. And we'll be in touch real soon either way.
Perfect. Okay.
Thanks again.
See you later.
Take care. Have a great Friday.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.